Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few minutes to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host because I believe in the power of positive, and I've seen the strength of possibility when it comes to growing extraordinary. We need to be living extraordinary lives. We're designed to live extraordinary. We're uniquely designed and built to walk out impossible dreams. Now, the world tries to push us. They try to push us back into the box. They try to push us into their confines, into their normal, which is kind of code for ordinary. I'm just going to go ahead and let you know that I am not a conforming type of person. I believe that when you can grasp the power of possibility, then there is no way that you can be a conformity kind of person. We can latch hold of positive thinking and positivity thinking when we begin to live positive lives. That's just how it works. The more I invest in the positive, then the more I am in a position to grow up the extraordinary. I won't get there by staying here. If I want to move into that extraordinary, then I'm going to have to move. I have to invest in the actions and the habits that will feed change for my life. The other day, my son and I were sitting on the back porch watching the bird feeders he had put out. And while we watched the feeders, I heard a woodpecker in the tree above them. Now, it took me a few minutes, but I finally was able to use the binoculars I had to see the woodpecker and to see it pretty clearly. My son was not having any luck seeing the woodpecker, despite all of my directions for where he needed to be looking. I could tell by watching him and where he had his binoculars pointed that he should have been able to see the woodpecker. So finally, I asked him for his binoculars, and I looked through his binoculars from where he had been. The focus was way off. Once I adjusted the focus for my son, he was able to not only see the woodpecker, but he was able to identify it based on all the details he could see. We had to get the focus right. Not long ago, I was struggling to see my personal finish line. Now, I had my whiteboard of world domination, and it was showing me the steps to get there. But I was not really that clear on where there was supposed to be. I was staying busy with the things that were listed on my whiteboard, but I was not seeing any results. Because busy is not the way to get to that finish line. Busy is especially not the way to get to the finish line that I'm not even sure where it is, you know, I'm just doing. My focus was off, and because my focus was off, even just a little, the rest of me was off as well. I was off on my attitude. I was off on my actions. I was even off on my thoughts. Without that right focus, it all becomes blurry. For me, the right focus begins with my personal relationship with Jesus Christ and with God the Father. When I get that relationship right, then everything else gets right. I've seen firsthand that if I want to walk on water, I have to be so focused on Jesus that not even the storm and waves will break that focus. So for me, it is that relationship that is that determining focus. I begin to clear up my focus and get that right focus by making just a few minor adjustments to my day. First, I have to build a habit of reading the scripture, the word, because that is that personal connection to the writer. And it needs to be such a natural part of my day that my day feels off if I haven't invested in the reading. Second, I need to study with others, in person or online, however is necessary, but it's the group dynamics that will help to feed my focus and also provide accountability for the journey. Three, I have to make time for daily conversation with God. I have to make that engagement opportunity. And the conversation should include time of praise, time of petition, and time of just being still and listening. I have to give the other person time to talk if I want to grow relationship. Four, I need to invest in a church community, not just in volunteering to be part of activities, but in active engagement with others to build up relationships. It is the relationships that make the church. Five, I need to write down my concerns, my encounters, and my answered prayers, because keeping a record of the petitions and the blessings that come along will make it possible to keep my focus during the toughest times, and more importantly sometimes, during those times that are so quiet that it doesn't seem that I need to focus. The change that I want for my life and in my life is so amazing. And quite honestly, it is completely impossible according to the world. But I don't live according to the world. When I adjust my focus onto the one that created me for the purpose I'm attempting to walk, that purpose for which I am making the change in the first place, then that focus will get me to the steps and get me through the steps that lead me there. The best thing about this type of focus is that not only does it let me see the steps, but it ignites the steps and ignites even more dreams and possibilities than I ever had before. It clarifies the impossible into something real. I know change is not easy, or at least the purposeful change that leads to that impossible dream. That kind of change is not easy. If it was easy, then everyone would be doing it. Not everyone is walking out in their impossible dreams, because the change that gets you there requires sacrifice and determination, and most of all, it requires focus. Focus is not always easy when you live in a house full of chaos. If the distractions aren't coming from inside the house, then they're coming from the hummingbirds fighting outside my office window, or literally the squirrels barking for attention. There's been a super storm of chaos surrounding my house as of late. And I have to clarify that chaos for me is not always bad. It just means that there is a lot going on, and usually most of it's not planned. So this chaos around my house is the good kind of chaos. It's filled with laughter and joy and overflowing blessing. But despite all the good in the chaos, it has made it difficult for me to stay on task, especially with the radio show and with the writing. I get caught up in the moment, and then the end of the day creeps up, and I know that there is still so much that I need to get done, but I want so much to crawl in bed and go to sleep. For a long time, my focus was so far off that I would use the lateness to put off doing what I knew to do. As I've adjusted my focus, I see clearly that putting things off is not a step I want to take, because it's not a step that ever leads me where I want to go. It never puts me closer to my impossible dream. I have been clearing up my focus by taking a few steps. One, I'm building up a habit of reading scripture every single day. It all started for me with a challenge from my dad to read a proverb every single day. It turns out that most months there are the same number of proverbs as there are days in the month. So I started reading the corresponding proverb every day. I determined to add more scripture to my daily habit. I sat down and divided up the Psalms, and I found that if I read 5 Psalms each day, or 6 on 4 days so that I can just read 119 on its own day, then there are just enough Psalms to make it through the month as well. So after a year of reading the proverb and the Psalms every day, I decided to break down the Gospels into daily readings. My goal was to have the readings divided in such a way that on any given day of the month, I would be reading a corresponding scripture. Eventually, I divided the entire Bible into these bite-sized daily bites. The Pentateuch, history, poetry, prophets, Psalms, Proverbs, Gospels, Acts, letters of Paul, and the epistles and revelations. Although I did put Hosea and Joel with the epistles and revelations to balance things out. So it turns out that when I read the same verse every month based on this schedule, I begin to see them in a whole new way. My focus changes. Now, if you're interested in getting a copy of these scripture guidelines, then you can visit www.katherinelang.com/reflections, and I can email you a download of this scripture breakdown. The habit of reading scripture has changed my focus. 2, I am finding others that are sharing my desire to study both the Word, but also habits and practices that are backed up by the Word. I attended a women's study in the spring, and I also attended an adult Bible study on Wednesday nights. But when those ended, I found some online studies that are helping me maintain the focus I have been growing up so far. But they're also fueling my journey to continue to change even more. The group doesn't fix it for me, but they are the additional encouragement and accountability I need to step out into the fixing for myself. 3, I must make prayer a priority, and I mean personal conversation with God kind of prayer. I keep a prayer list that I pray over almost every single day, and I feel a little off if I'm not doing that prayer list. And I've written out focused and purposeful prayers for my own personal journey. I also pray prayers over my children and over my husband that come from the Stormy O'Martin booklets, Power of a Praying Wife and Power of a Praying Parent. I used to make time to sit on the porch every single morning and just listen, but I haven't done that in a long time. And I suspect my struggles to focus can be related to my lack of listening. I need to regrow that habit for sure, because the focus that I get from that prayer time and that quiet time makes a difference. 4, I need to be invested in a church community, not a church building, not a denomination, but a community. I have to engage others outside of just shaking hands during the service. I need to develop the connections I make in the service, and then I need to actively invest to grow up relationships. The whole reason the church is there is to give the children of God a place to connect with others so that we can help each other in developing the right focus. 5, I should keep a prayer journal, because when I write out the prayers, it not only becomes more real to me, but I also have a place to look when answered prayers start to arrive. When I have the recording of the prayer and the ultimate blessings that have come from them, then I have something to review as things get tough. Or, like I said, is when things get quiet, because sometimes it's in those quiet moments that I completely forget to stay focused. And I need the right focus if I'm going to grow change, especially that purposeful change that moves me into my impossible dreams. I have to be so focused that when the waves and when the storms come, because they do come, I am not distracted, I am not dissuaded, I am not moved from the purpose that I know I am designed to walk out. That focus will make a difference. I remember playing basketball in high school and getting hit by a rebound right on the brow of my nose. Not in such a way that it bloodied my nose, but just in that perfect spot that left me seeing spots. I lost all the focus of my vision, and I was unable to move because of that lack of focus. Now, all too often, life hits me right there, right between the eyes. And all I see is spots because I lose my focus, I am unable to move. That's where I think I've been for far too long in my life. Meeting with you is giving me the courage I need to shake out those spots, to clear up the focus, and to begin walking out my impossible dreams in a bold new way. The scripture has a lot to say about the importance of having the right focus. I've shared recently about how Peter walked on water but lost his focus and began to sink. So it's just as important to keep my focus once I get it as it is to get it in the first place. In Hebrews 12, I am encouraged to keep looking to Jesus because Jesus is the author of my faith and the finisher of my faith. I don't need to look at the latest guru or even the top preacher. I have the one that authored my faith and the one that finished my faith living within me. If I keep my focus on him, then that will get me through whatever the world thinks it has in store for me. I mentioned that I read the Psalms every single month, and I have to admit that the first of the month is always one of my favorite times. In Psalm 1, David writes about how powerful it is to have a focus on God. Blessed is the man that delights in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in the season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Now, this comes from the King James Version. For me, this particular verse is a drop the mic kind of moment. I mean, it's just powerful because David is telling me from his own experience that when I have the right focus, then all that I do prospers. Not what I do might prosper, not that it could prosper, but it is a guarantee that steps taken in that focus will prosper. So what am I waiting for? It seems silly to me when I look at it through the microscope of these scriptures. When I hone my focus this much, then I feel a little ridiculous for not walking out bolder in my faith. And then I turn away for a moment, and the focus fades a little, and I wonder how on earth I will walk out faith at all in this world. Focus makes the difference. Paul puts it like this in Romans 8:5. The man that lives according to the flesh, the physical things that he can see and that he can touch, this is the man that is focused on the flesh. But it is the man that is focused on the things of the Spirit, those things that give life to impossible dreams, that is the man that will live according to the Spirit, according to the impossible. My focus will determine my life. I'm not sure if I can get it any simpler than that, but Solomon comes really close. In Proverbs 2:2-5, Solomon hammers home the power of focus. In the NIV translation, Solomon writes this: "Turn your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding. If you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." I have to have the right focus to walk out my right path. Thank you so much for joining me for this focus-driven episode of Growing Hope. I look forward to connecting with you more and engaging with you to build up the foundational relationships that will create a focus so clear that nothing can shake it. I would love to hear more about your experience and your journey. Please feel free to email me with any questions or comments you have at radio@katherinelang.com. You can also just check out the website at www.katherinelang.com. Now, I would love to connect with you on social media. You can find me all around the internet by searching for Katherine C. Lang. On Facebook, I'm The Katherine C. Lang. On Twitter, it's @KatherineCLang. And on YouTube, it's The Katherine C. Lang. You can also listen to the syndicated broadcast of Growing Hope and the podcast of Growing Hope by visiting www.katherinelang.com/on-air. Please sign up for the Hope and Reflections newsletter that I send out once a week. And you will also receive the free downloads of the scripture schedule I was talking about earlier. Visit www.katherinelang.com/reflections to receive that newsletter. And remember, it's just once a week and it includes the reflections column. I am Katherine Lang and I am your rainbows and lollipops host because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang. Katherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Katherine's website at www.katherinelang.com. That's www.katherinelang.com. Katherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Katherine with queries or questions at contactus@katherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.katherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Katherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.